Next, we're going to talk about direct marketing. Direct marketing will bring you consistent results month after month after year if you do it consistently. There are three things where we get a lot of our deals from: signs, classified ads, and direct mail. And we also do all these other things so the deals just trickle in after day out. But I'll tell you, get started with a direct mail campaign. It's the fastest way you're going to get business, especially in a rising market where if you're used to dealing with any realtors, all the deals that you were getting from your realtors are drying up because the people are throwing their properties on the market and other people other than investors are buying them. There are two types of direct mail. There are respond now, people that you send out the information and you get a response directly to you or directly to a live person. Well, the second one is they raise their hand to get more information. And what you're doing is you're funneling them or you're directing them into a 1-800 number. They get a free special report. They call an 800 number. They don't have to talk to anybody. They get a live recording and it breaks down the barrier to entry. Because a lot of people don't like to talk to somebody, but they will call the special report and you will get a higher response, or they will call that 800 number to get that special report. So what are the steps we need to take? Well, steps in itself is a method of direct mail. If you have a three-step campaign letter, that means you sent out the first one, you sent out the second one, and you sent out the third one, run right after the other. When we do our pre-foreclosure campaign, that's a seven-step campaign. We've got three or four letters going out first, then a postcard, then a letter, then another postcard. So it's the different steps. And the more, you'll find that you get a certain response when you send out the first letter. You'll get a smaller yet lucrative response when you send out the second, because remember, all you're looking to do is to have that mailing pay for itself and to give you, you know, some profits, or maybe even just to pay for itself so you get more leads in that you follow up with and make money later. And then the third step will get you even more response. And what you're doing is you're doing as many steps that it takes for you to get to break even. And once you reach that, then you don't send out any more steps because they don't pay for themselves. Now, one of the important things in direct mail is getting a target market. Which group or groups of people would most likely respond to your offer? And there are all kinds of different target groups in target markets, and this is where we're going to find them. Number one, we talk about pre-foreclosure. Great target market. You can find the list at the courthouse. You can get it from the newspapers. It's easy. It's accessible. It's a good group. Expired listings. If you're not a realtor, you can get in with a realtor and see if you can get those expired listings. If you're not a realtor, this may be one of the reasons why you decide to become a realtor. So you can have access to the multiple listing service. And you can get all the expired listings. And you can see all the new listings when they first come on the market. But expired listings are a good target group, and a lot of people target those. Out-of-town owners. I get a lot of great deals from out-of-town owners. What I do is I get my list of owners in an area, and the first thing I do is I look for all the ones where their property, not the property address, where their mailing address is different from their property address, and they live out of state or out of town. And I separate those, and I create my own out-of-town list, and I have a special campaign just for them. Landlords that are evicting tenants, that's when the landlords are out there most vulnerable, is when they're evicting somebody. That's when somebody has decided not to pay their mortgage. If it's a one or a two family, they probably have to come out of pocket to pay their mortgage for them. And that's when they're most upset. And we really target this list. We send to this list consistently. As soon as we get the names from the people that are evicting tenants, we go right after it. And you can get this list from the housing court, small claims court, or district court, whichever court in your area does this, or even a better source, are tenant screening companies. Tenant screening companies that you use to screen your tenants to get into a property, and if you're not using them, you should, because you will get burned, but they will have the list. Property owners with health violations, again, go to the courthouse, find out where the Board of Health brings the bad landlords to court, the ones that won't repair their health violations. Go to that court, get the list of all the different people that are coming to court. These are people that have problems. Their property has become a headache for them, and they may be vulnerable, and they may be looking to sell. divorce. You can go down to the probate court. You can get a list of all the people that are in divorce and mail them. Now, you don't want to mail them and tell them that, hey, I know you're getting a divorce, so therefore, once you sell us the house, you're going to build a wall if you do that between you and your potential client. No, just send them a generic mailing. I'll show you my divorce letter a little bit later on. There's a good one right in the course. And then attorneys, estate, and divorce attorneys, mail out to the attorneys. Let them know that you're a member of the Better Business Bureau. They will give you business. And if you do them right, they will give you consistent business. And the other is obituaries. I had mentioned obituaries earlier in the program. Believe it or not, you can make money from obituaries. Now, again, you're not going to mail them a letter and say, hey, I know you're dead, so you may be considering selling now. No. What you do is you go to the obituaries. You look for anybody that has passed away, and all their surviving relatives are from out of state. These are the people that are most likely going to sell the property because nobody's around to manage it. So they're going to want to sell it. So these are the ones we target. And what we'll do is we'll just send them a generic letter that says, we buy houses. If you're interested in selling your property and know anyone who is, please give us a call. And that property is going to be, that letter is going to be sent to the property. And then somebody's going to be taking that mail up. Somebody's going to be reading that mail. It's going to be forwarded somewhere. And they'll see it and they'll open it up. And of course, it's going to be hand addressed. It's going to be hand addressed envelope. It's not going to look like it's commercial. And we'll go over that in a minute. And the other thing about obituaries, somebody asked me, do you send the letter right out or do you wait a little bit of time beforehand? We send the letter right out because if the people are from out of state, they're all getting together for the funeral. They're all in one place. They can make a decision together. So we'd like to get that letter right out. Here are some do's and don'ts. When sending out direct mail, do use a number 10 white envelope or smaller. Do use colored envelopes. Make them look like an invitation. Most people, when they get their mail coming into their house, if you're like me, what you'll do is you'll stand over the trash barrel and you'll go through it. Anything that looks like junk, you toss it in there. Anything that looks like something that you may need to read, you'll put it in your A list or your A pile and you'll open it up. So that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get away from being tossed in that trash can. So in doing that, you want to have a number 10 envelope. You don't want to, doesn't want to, those are business envelopes, but they don't look like business envelopes if you do the next few steps correctly. Number one, you want to use a blue pen. Use a blue pen to write the address, the return address on all of your envelopes. Don't use black. Black looks like it may be copied or from a computer.